to remove Russia's trade status. Russia now has a special trade status, believe it or not, where they pay lower tariffs. I've got a better idea. Why don't we boycott Russia entirely and eliminate all trade with them until they get out of Ukraine? Period. That would hurt them, kill them. It wouldn't hurt us. Wouldn't hurt us. There's nothing we get from them that we need. We can't get somewhere else. Instead of just fighting over tariffs, no, we're not going to take any of their stuff. And we're not going to send them any stuff. And while you're at it, I would revoke all the visas given to Russian nationals in the United States right now. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're professors or dancers or students or general ne'er-do-wells roaming around. Revoke them. They have 10 days to get out of the country. Some will hide and sneak around, but a lot of them won't, and then there'll be complaints from this one and that one. And they'll say, oh, I like Ukraine. Oh, you do? Okay, well, go back to Russia and say you like Ukraine, okay? We are not bringing a Nazi culture into this country. That we are not going to do. And I'll tell you what else I would do. And I would do this. I don't even know if they've done it yet with Iran and North Korea. I assume they have. You know, we have the ability to have dual citizenship in this country. I think that's a bad mistake. You can be a citizen of another country and this country and have two passports. And in some countries demand that you, like a grandfather or grandmother had to be from that country or whatever. Otherwise, you can just put in for it and people carry. And a lot of people think that's sort of recreational. It's sort of neat. I don't. I think if you're a citizen of the United States, that's it. You should be a citizen of the United States. And I would say anybody who thinks they're a citizen of the United States and Russia, you have 30 days to get rid of your Russian citizenship and revoke it. And until you show proof of that, we revoke your passport, your American passport. You can use a Russian passport, and you cannot represent yourself as an American citizen. And frankly, as a Russian citizen, you are going to have to put in for some kind of visa or green card to stay here. Russia has become a Nazi culture. It's become a Nazi form of government. You know, Zelensky is magnificent. So it's brave, very brave and magnificent. And he made a profound statement yesterday. He said, Nazism is born in silence. Nazism is born in silence. It creeps in on little cat's feet like the fog. The fog creeps in on little cat's feet. That's a great line from American poetry. Nazism creeps in on little cat's feet. One at a time, a comment, a wink, a nudge. Tucker Carlson, again, doubling down. We should drop Ukraine. He likes Putin. I'm going to say something about that. And I don't know if you've ever... Pardon me. I don't know if you ever heard the term fifth column, fivers. That was a term, coined during the Spanish Civil War. To hurt their own country and to conspire with an enemy against their own country. During the Second World War, just before it, you had Nazi buns drilling in Milwaukee. During the Second World War, there's a lot of concern about fivers, fifth column. They're called fivers. In Japan, Japanese, when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor and they had acted with extreme cruelty and sadism in China, the reason why Japanese Americans were interned is not because most of them weren't very fine people, but some of them weren't very fine people, and some of them were acting in the interests of Japan. And so everybody was frightened of Japan, and they overreacted. But the fifth column was used to describe that as well. Now, I'm a huge fan of the Three Stooges. If you look at the early Three Stooges right after the Second World War, it's a different era, obviously, but there's one great one where My favorite is the one where Larry's dressed up as a gorilla, and Mo, Larry, and Curly are in a haunted house with a real gorilla and Larry in a gorilla outfit. And they run back and forth through the rooms, and they see Larry. They think he's a real gorilla and hit him over the head, and they see the real gorilla and try to kiss him or hug him. It sounds crazy. It's my favorite, by far, short film of all time. One in which the bad guys that are chasing the Stooges, and Mo goes, "Fivers," and he holds up five fingers. Fivers. If you saw that today, you wouldn't know what it was about. Well, it's about the term fifth column. In other words, you have columns of troops, and you have government and so on, press. You have a fifth column, a secret column that's conspiring against your country. We have a fifth column in this country right now. We have fivers. Tucker Carlson is a fiver. Donald Trump is a fiver. Josh Hawley is a fiver. Most of the Republican leadership are fivers. Why do I say that? Mitt Romney isn't. Adam Kinzinger isn't. Liz Cheney isn't. Josh Hawley said, let's side with Putin. He's a senator from Missouri. Somebody like Tucker Carlson said, we should be glad Putin's in there because otherwise it could be worse. We should get out and side with him. He's a fiver. Trump, as recently as a few days ago, praised Putin. Said, you got to hand it to him. He's smart. He's a genius. Trump is a fiver. And a fiver is now the lead candidate in the polls for the Republican nomination for president in 2024. That'd be like somebody from the Bund in Milwaukee in the late 30s suddenly being the leading Republican candidate for president against Franklin Roosevelt in 1940. That's how bad it is. If you meet a fiver, and I've met people who say they like Putin and all that, tell them we don't want them in their kind. We don't want fivers. There is no society that can tolerate being betrayed from within. And the Republican Party has become a fifth column. And I say that because not everyone is explicit as Tucker Carlson or Josh Hawley or Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump's the leader of that party still. But even Crooked Mike Pompeo, as late as the second week in February, actually, just as the insurrection was starting, or the invasion, I should say, said, I have a deep respect, quote, I have a deep respect for Vladimir Putin. He's smart, he's tough. Crooked Mike Pompeo. Crooked Mike Pompeo, now they ask him, do you regret saying that? Here's his answer. I've always been anti-communist. He won't answer it. Well, let me tell you something. I'm anti-communist too. Putin is a communist. Putin's a commie. He was a colonel in the KGB. When Yeltsin and Gorbachev came in and cleaned things up in the 90s, they got rid of their commie label. But I'll tell you what, when I was over there in 1997, I was sitting across a desk from a woman who was the effect of a regional attorney general. And over there, the prosecutors had military rank. She had a uniform on. And on her desk, it was a little statue like a bobblehead of Lenin. This is in 1997, and the Bolshoi Ballet, when I was there in 1997, has hammers and sickles all over the curtain. They have all the principles of commies. I'll tell you what, Putin was a colonel in the KGB. Pompeo is a commie lover, and Pompeo is a fiver of fifth columnist. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.